can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, March 12, 2025, episode 126. Curry and the Keeper. And hello, my queen. Your new lipstick shade looks sweet and keen.
Keen?
What else rhymes with
brother? These are getting bad. Hi, Adam.
Really? That's all I get is a hi,
hi
Adam?
Hi, my love.
Oh, hello,
cheers
love.
Me,
hello.
Cheers
yes,
me.
Let's cheers. One, two, three. Just like the real thing. let me see what we have here.
What do I have?
I don't know where this came from, but you're going to miss drinking it.
I miss it drinking.
you actually dreamt about
I
drinking
dreamt
last
about drinking
night.
A glass of wine.
That is kind of sad, babe.
I'm on a big sugar detox.
I am drinking. I
don't know where it came.
I don't know where it came from. It's Ridge 2020 Geyserville, Sonoma County. And this has got to be some kind of, oh yeah, it's a mix. It's a 69% Zinfandel, 20% Carignan, whatever that is, 8% Petit Chirac, 2% Alicante Boucher, and 1% Mataro Alexandre.
Never even heard of any of that.
Well, you've heard of Petit Chirac.
Yes.
And you've heard of Zinfandel.
Yes, of course.
Geyserville. I have no idea how did we acquire this?
I don't know. I usually mark the bottles.
Just so you know, it's hand-harvested grapes.
From where?
Sonoma County.
Oh, Sonoma County.
Indigenous yeast.
Let me smell it. Give me a glass.
There's nothing like indigenous yeast. You don't sound very sweet tonight. Like, give me a glass. Hello,
because I have a janky microphone arm.
This is the same microphone arm you've had forever, and there's always been that little bit of toilet paper in there to keep it from swiveling. It's not
I'm like,
ghetto.
As I start pulling it out, you're like, "Don't do that." It's keeping it together. I'm like, "This place is ghetto."
It's man, you are in a mood.
I am. I'm in a mood. Yeah, it's late. I'm tired.
I noticed that we just came back from our class, our Walking with Jesus discipleship class, which is almost every Wednesday night. And this is really good. Pastor Brian is just doing a great job.
He's on fire.
And we come in and said, yeah, we got to do the show later. And Dame Annette looks at you and says, I thought you were going to do it every other week. And you gave her a look like, shh, we weren't supposed to. Did you tell her that you wanted to go to every 14 days? Is this what you did? Is this what's going on now? The secret, like
Annette.
She blew your cover, man.
I looked at her with the evil eye.
It wouldn't make any difference. It wouldn't matter if we did it once every 6 weeks. I still have to drag you in every single time.
You know, the reason why is because it's so late. I mean, it's almost 8:40 now. Oh, and I'm used to no makeup on, slinking on the couch, watching a little TV.
The life of the housewives of Fredericksburg, I tell you.
I'm telling you, it's rough. It's rough. I had just floated the idea like, maybe I'll ask them if we could go back to every other week.
No. What would people do with their lives? They need us. They crave us.
I know. Donna emails me and says, I'm jonesing for the show because she's all caught up.
My sister even is like, well, no show. Oh. No show. Willow, you know, this is her workout show.
Yeah.
Now people get used to it. And you know that every single time after we do the show, you're always happy we did the show.
Yes. Yes. It's just late. That's a lot. That's all. And we have three more classes.
But not next week. Next week is regular.
No, next week's spring break. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Right. But I'm going to miss my very first class when I'm in Indiana.
But you can watch the video, can't you?
I can, yes. And I would like to.
Because you have a lot of travel lined up.
I have a ton of travel lined up.
I'm basically, single again for the next month.
A little bit. Just a little bit. Well, I have to go see my mom. I'm going to Indiana to see my mom.
God is
leading me there for a purpose. And I'm going to go see my mom. And I'll be able to see my sisters, too. And if I have time, I'm going to see Ellen
You're going to go up to Chicago?
Yes. The last day, I'm going to drive up to Chicago and spend the night.
Nice.
Spend the night with Ellen. Aww. I'm really excited. Yes. And then I'm going to Nashville with Pastor Jimmy and Annette. I'm going to a meet, M-E-A-T, up. With Dr. Ken Berry and Dr. Kiltz.
Carnivore extravaganza.
And then we're going to go to Alan Jackson's church.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah. And
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
I'm sabotaging you. I'm sabotaging
Mike
you.
Mike Saboteur.
No, I'm sorry.
And then I'll get to see her new grandbaby, her little
oh, nice.
Little grandson.
Her yes. little linebacker.
Yes. Little line. So, yeah. And then when
she hasn't heard the show yet, has she?
Who?
Damonette. Where we told her that she has enough grandkids, she should give us one.
Oh, I don't know.
I doubt it.
Possibly. No, she probably hasn't heard it. Yeah, and then Nashville again in May because we're going to Caleb. So, yeah, lots of travel coming
up.
I'm
going to Caleb, too.
Yes, you're going to Caleb, too. And you're going to Amsterdam. You're flying to Amsterdam for a week, less than a week.
Short week, what do you mean?
That's a tough flight.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
If you can't sleep, you're out of luck. Like, you're a zombie.
Who are you talking to?
Well, you don't sleep soundly, though.
Well,
Vape on the plane, okay?
Would you? I haven't done that in at least three flights. So.
Okay.
Oh. Yes, indeed.
Yes. So we had our very first Harvest Project Texas meeting here at our house.
So I am officially so official.
I know, and Trey's going to get all the legal documents, but I'm officially the president of Harvest Project Texas. So yeah, I'm really excited about that.
And what does Harvest Project Texas do?
Well, basically what we're trying to do.
Are you a for-profit company?
No, we're a nonprofit.
Oh, okay.
So we are accepting donations if you'd like to. We're waiting for our 501c3 certification to come through, but all the paperwork has been filed. And basically what we're doing is we're going to teach the gospel to people in Fredericksburg and beyond. That's in most simplistic terms, is that we are just trying to spread the gospel and bring a little bit more Christ in Christmas and in Easter and just tell people more about.
Is that the mission statement, or are you still working on that?
No. I'll tell you the exact mission statement if you're interested in it. Hold on.
I love being a part of the meeting. Thank you for including me.
Yes, you were all telling jokes and everything in the whole meeting.
Well, I bring, like the very first time we met, like the first meeting we had, I bring the jokes, you bring the script.
Here's the official mission statement: to sow seeds of faith and cultivate a thriving community rooted in the gospel.
Yes.
I'm not done.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Share the hope of Christ across Texas, empowering believers to live out the Great Commission and make disciples in every corner of the Hill Country and beyond.
Yes.
So, and what the inaugural event was the Greatest Story Ever Told Christmas concert last December, where you emceed it.
Yeah.
I helped do fundraising. I helped a little bit of organization, and I was asked to step in and lead it. And so I said that God called me to do it. And so I was a little nervous. I had talked about it a couple shows ago, how I was a little, the stronghold of fear.
Which we talked about tonight at class. Yes.
And then I was like, this is what God is taking my gift as a nonprofit person, as a servant of helping others.
And you've got a team, man. You've got quite the team.
Yes, but he took my gifts and he's using them for his good. And I just see it so clearly. So yes, and we have a great team of people that will help. And it's going to involve basically right now two concerts. So we're going to do a Good Friday concert on the 18th of April. You won't be here.
Is that Friday?
That's Good Friday. Yes.
Just checking.
And we have Trey, who this was his vision. He has secured the Rev 1211 Orchestra again to play. They played at the Christmas, but not with the whole multimedia. So we want to do that again. And then in December, we're going to do another Christmas and we're going to do a Christmas market with it.
Yeah. And it's my job to reel in top talent.
Mm-hmm.
We are already talking to some big names.
Yes.
I'm very, very excited. Turns out our big names are within the budget.
Yes.
If we really hustle and raise more money.
Well, and we can do that. I mean, especially if that big name is going to make it happen, there will be money that we will be able to raise the money. And Trey knows everybody.
Yes. So. And the guy I'm thinking of doesn't come from the East.
No.
How about that for a clue?
Yes.
How about that for me dropping a hint? I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Anyway, so yeah, so it's starting. So I'm going to start developing the development plan. That's and so what cool, we got to do. And yeah,
you know, I love you and your element. I know when I see you going, you know exactly what you're doing. It's,
yes.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
And it was fun to be a part of the meeting.
Yes, it was.
And particularly because you had a charcuterie board. It was a great charcuterie at this meeting.
Yes. Yeah.
I hear Harvest Project Texas always did good charcuterie boards for their
meetings.
I did
start off and say, I'm not a fan of meetings, so we're going to try not to have a lot of meetings.
You saw everyone go, yeah, this is great. I love this place.
Like, we can get a lot done digitally through email. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not a fan of meetings. So yeah, so that was fun. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see where it's going to go.
It's going to be cool. It's going to be so cool.
And so during class today, you know, and I thought, oh, God has me on this. He's got me. I don't have to fear anything. He has me.
Well, you know, today we were talking about being baptized with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I feel I've been baptized by the Holy Spirit for quite a while. And I'm just presuming you feel that as well.
I felt that the day that I walked in when I was being baptized. I mean, I know I had my, like Pastor Brian said, there's no formula. It doesn't happen the same way
all
the time.
It doesn't even have to happen before your water baptism.
Right. And so when I wasn't anxious or I had a nervous energy before I was being baptized. Remember we had people here for dinner and I had this nervous energy. I think it was because it's such a personal moment and it was going to be on public display. Mm-hmm. And I felt that until I walked into the church. And when I walked into the church, I felt like the Holy Spirit just calmed me down.
Yeah.
So yes, I feel like I'm definitely, I got some messages though tonight. I need to work on a few things.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was good.
Like being nice to your husband, or the Holy Spirit said, come in and just be curt with him. Just checking what the Holy Spirit said to you.
Oh, it's between me and the Holy Spirit.
That's right. What's between you and me is we are now watching the fourth in the series of Bridget Jones' Diary.
Yes. Oh, we got to finish that. We won't be able to finish it tonight.
This has been great because we watched it out of order. We watched the fourth one. And I've never seen any of the Bridget Jones' Diary stuff. I'm like, you know, that's chick movies. Admittedly, it's chick movie.
It's totally a chick movie.
But it has a great soundtrack. And so then we went back and watched the first one, then watched the second one. And then we found out there's a third one that we didn't even know about.
Yeah.
So that's, there you go. Better, that's,
but
that's
more
our
than
life.
That, we've been watching The House of David.
Man, that is so good.
Yes, this is about David in the Bible. It's amazing.
Yeah, basically it starts in the book of Samuel. I think.
Mm, yes.
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 Starts
you're
the
right.
book of Samuel. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because, you know, I can see the meeting because this is an MGM production, which was purchased by Amazon. So it's an MGM Amazon production. The meeting was like this. Hey, man, that whole thing that Angel Studios was doing, you know, that whole Jesus thing, we got to do one of
those.
We
need a piece of that.
We need a piece of that action. Exactly.
Yeah.
And this good though. It's well produced.
Exactly. It's very well produced. And it makes you want to pull out your Bible and read along to like, oh, well, of course they embellish the story because they have to.
Yeah. Well, the same with The Chosen. Yes, I mean, their storyline that they build.
It's really, really good. We're enjoying it. So, yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And alongside of that, of course, we're watching White Blossom.
We mean White Lotus?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
White Blossom.
There's our show title right there.
White Blossom. You're like so certain, like White Blossom.
I don't know why I say that. They should change that to White Blossom. It's so much better.
We've watched White Lotus before. What's interesting about this show, too, is they always bring a character back from the previous season, which is very interesting. We're watching that. We finished Paradise.
Well, we just have to wait for the next season.
We have all these new seasons we're waiting for. The Diplomat,
It's going to take a while. I'm afraid this thing is going to take a while.
Yeah, we're going to forget, and then all of a sudden it's going to pop up. And it's like, oh, season four, shoot. Yeah.
Yeah. So we haven't actually been keeping up with our Seinfeld. I mean, tonight might be one half of Seinfeld, depending what time we finish.
Maybe. So we got all dressed up. It was our picture. Did you read the newsletter?
I did read the newsletter.
Yeah.
Did you like that picture of me? I didn't like the picture of me.
Oh, I didn't look.
This is how it goes. Zoom in on your face, swivel, turn, zoom in on the eye, close up on the eye, the neck, the shoulders, the arms. Okay, it's a good picture. Who's that guy? Doesn't matter. It's a great picture.
I'm yes. sorry. I thought it was a nice picture of you. I mean, if I thought it was really bad, I would not have included it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sure. As long as you look good. We know how it goes.
Everybody does that. Every time somebody takes a picture.
No, all women do that. Men do not do this.
Well, I wouldn't say all men. I think there are some men that want to make sure that their photo looks fine, but... yes, we all look at... Let me see the picture. We zoom in on ourselves. Okay, it looks good.
That's great. Great pick. Who cares? Your eyes are closed. Who cares? That's not a problem. Yes, we were invited to go to the gala dinner for the Phoenix Center in Marble Falls. And we committed to this with our friend Mark Hall, who went with us to Patriot Academy. And we'd known Mark for a long time. And he had asked us to come, and we had been asked to sit at the table of one of the board members. So yeah, it was like, okay, we had no idea what to expect. What we knew is that Pastor Jimmy and Annette at that same moment that evening were in Cedar Park with Crowder and Kane and Toby Mac at the concert. We knew that. And they were sending pictures like, it's so awesome here. Sorry, it only would have been better if you were here.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But this was quite the event we went to.
It was very, you know, I got the invite for the crawfish boil too. I forgot to respond to that.
So tell us about it. What would you think from your professional opinion? What do you think of this event?
This is called the Phoenix Center, and they're based, I believe, in Marble Falls. Yeah, and what they basically do is they help traumatized children. Basically, either through domestic violence or neglect or abuse. And the event was very well put together.
Well, how many people do you think were there?
Oh, my gosh.
Hundreds.
400,
maybe 500 people.
And it was just, they kept the program like going, which I really liked. I looked at the silent auction. There was really nothing that we need or that I wanted. But we knew we were going to support them in some way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it was just really well organized, and we were invited by Mark, but he was really good friends with one of the board of directors, Pasha.
Yeah.
And she apparently is a big force in this organization. Yeah. They honored her there.
Yeah,
to
she
her
got
surprise,
an award.
And, to her surprise. But even the meal was great. I mean, lobster and steak, steak and lobster. I mean,
What was cool is the whole table was filled with women who Mark had gone to school with.
High school. Yeah, I'm like, wow, you're still friends with high school people?
But they were still friends with him. That was amazing. Yeah. Like, really? You still want to hang out with Mark?
Yeah.
And that, you know, it was a fun table. It was interesting people. You're right. The program was really tight. They had a great testimonial. Of course, I love that they start off with a prayer before dinner.
Yes.
You know, that showed me I was still in Texas. Yeah. Even though it's Marble Falls, because you drive through Marble Falls, it's like... Prosperity Bank, even more prosperous bank, rich people bank. It's all the way
Marble
down the
Falls
major.
Is pretty affluent. I mean, people drop down a lot of cash.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A lot.
Yeah. I mean, I stuck my paddle up because I knew that
we wanted the half of the cow.
I knew that the half of the cow was going to be worth it because we buy that beef anyway, but I got outbid. I'm like, okay.
I know. What did it go for? $4,000?
$5,000.
Yeah, like,
I'm glad
lot.
I could help raise the price, but that's a little out of my
But head. I was very impressed with the presentation. And you know me, I put my nonprofit event planning hat on, and I look at it from that perspective, and we were both moved by the testimonial of the family
moved,
that their son that they adopted, who was basically left with a crackhead boyfriend.
Yeah.
And
couldn't read, couldn't write at 5 years old.
At 5 years old. No, anyway, so it was a nice event. It was nice to kind of get dressed up too.
It was.
We got you in your suit.
This is so funny.
Let's talk about your suit.
Yeah, my suit only works now because it has a vest, and we were able to let the vest out on the back. It has one of those little resizer ribbons.
Yeah.
And it was great because it basically functioned as a corset and kept my stomach inside the rest of my suit. Yeah. We need to find me a new suit, afraid.
Yes, we could do that.
That was my... when did I wear that one?
You bought that the first time we went to Paris. Like, that was...
Oh, right. It's my
9 years
suit.
Ago. Yeah. Yes.
I almost fit in my old clothes. Well, not quite.
A little bit of a sausage in a casing.
Okay, didn't need to hear that at
You're
all.
Not fat, though. You're far from fat.
Did I look good?
And you looked very handsome. Okay. And so you're like, I stepped on the scale. I'm 197.
I'm actually 195.7.
Oh, brother. Now. And you eat whatever you want. You don't eat a lot, though. No, you're not a big eater. No, I mean, you're a volume eater at mealtime, but you don't eat. You don't graze.
No.
No.
Graze.
You're not a grazer.
I'm grazing away. I don't graze.
Yeah, so that was Saturday. So that was really nice. And then Sunday, while you were doing the show, I headed to Austin. I was invited to this mini health summit.
Yeah, you bolted, man.
Yeah, I wanted to go because there were some people that I wanted to see. Del Bigtree was there. Casey
I would have
Means,
wanted to see him.
Brigham Bueller was there and Dr. Mark Hyman was there. And I wanted to hear them speak. And this was a really cool concept. I guess it's two VC guys who bought this house.
This is the arena?
The arena where you're going to be speaking.
April 8th, I think. Yeah.
And but it's a house, but it's an event space. So that you walk in, they had nice gift bags for everybody. And you and I were invited as VIP guests.
Oh.
Everybody who was there was a VIP guest. Oh. And then you walk in, there was a whole spread of...
They had goodie bags, swag bags.
Yes, they had a full bar. Then they had it was no cost. And they had a full spread of food with cheese. And
now,
and
did you know anybody there?
I knew nobody and I went by myself.
And did people come up to you and say, hey,
yeah,
baby?
I talked... No. Okay, let me get to that. So anyway, the spread of food was brisket and smoked salmon. Mm. And I mean, it was, and then they had coffee and dessert and it was really nice. And so then outside they have this pavilion with a stage riser and there were chairs around it and people started to sit down because the presentation was starting. And so I'm looking around and I'm like, there are so many beautiful people here.
Oh, that's why you were there.
No. I mean, I thought this has never happened to me before. This is really unusual because everyone was attractive. Mm. And I'm thinking, what is going on here? Like, this is really strange. Come to find out, many of them were influencers.
Oh, yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. And were they there to influence brands or products or the event?
To talk about the message, I'm sure, the message. Okay. And so it was, and a lot of it I already knew because we're plugged in. I mean, I listened to No Agenda and I'm plugged into Casey Means and I saw Brigham Bueller on, was he on Joe Rogan or was he on Tucker?
I can't remember.
One or the other.
Yeah.
So I knew that. And then Dr. Mark Hyman got up there and it was kind of strange because he brought his puppy to this event. It was a most adorable Bernie Doodle.
A doodle, yes.
Okay. Like he must have been maybe 3 or 4 months old, but he brought his dog, which was really strange. And it was freezing outside, freezing. So that's why I wanted to go. But they brought up this guy, this Brian Johnson guy, who was talking about longevity.
Oh, longevity. I know. Yes, I know who you're talking about.
And
I know who this guy is.
He was this creepy guy to me. He was young. No, he's like 44. Talking about living forever.
But he looks like 54, in my opinion.
His eyes are black. To me, his eyes were satanic. And so he kept talking about, you know, he goes, go to don'tdiecertified.com. And it's basically using AI to have you live forever.
Upload your brain. Yeah.
And on one of his social media posts, it's called
transhumanism.
Right. On one of his social media posts, he put, Jesus Christ is my competitor. That's what he said.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's satanic.
Yeah, but that's the whole transhumanist movement. That's what a lot of AI is about.
I wanted to raise my hand and say, do you believe in God? Because you're going to hell.
Wow.
No, he was creepy.
He literally has that on his website.
Yes.
Jesus is my competitor.
No, he has it. It's an Instagram video where he says, Jesus Christ is my my competitor.
Well, good luck with that is what I'd say.
I know.
Good luck with that. How weird.
It was very strange. So then after that, I was like, I don't know. It's
time to go.
So I'm sitting there and I see across the room, I see this guy waving at me and I'm like, who is that?
Yeah, like, is this? Who is this dude hitting on me? Young guy.
My hair is all windblown because it's blown.
Is a young guy waving at you?
I look next to him. It's Brett. It's Brett and Harry from the Meat Mafia podcast. And I went, "Oh my gosh, hi!" And he goes, when I finally went up to him, he goes, "Yeah, I thought you totally dissed me." I said, "I didn't make the connection. I just didn't make the connection until I saw Brett."
How are the boys?
They're both getting married.
I know.
One's getting married. Brett's so cool. getting married in so June, cool. and Harry is getting married.
Well, we got to have him out to the house
yes,
again.
Yes, they did say that. Out. But he asked me, Brett goes, "Tina, what'd you think of that Brian Johnson?" I go, "Apparently he doesn't believe in God." Yeah. He's like, "Yeah, that guy's weird." So yeah, he was a creepy. I was surprised that they invited somebody like that.
It's kind of a downer.
It was kind of a downer. Yeah. But what I was also equally surprised at, how many people were... RFKJ and Trump supporters there in Austin.
Yeah.
I was very surprised by that. Yes, like people are like, "Let's get healthy. This is crazy. We realize this. Our medical system, our big ag, our healthcare systems have all been hijacked and corrupted."
You know, I talked to Texas Slim today. He's like, "This is so cool. The things we've been talking about, it's finally happening." He's doing stuff with people who are a part of MAHA.
Yeah.
And
make America healthy again.
Yeah, it's really happening. These things are, it's the awareness that's really the biggest thing.
Yeah.
I'm surprised every single day I see people like, "Yeah, we're really kind of eating crappy food, aren't we?" Like, yeah.
It's not even food. It's food.
It's chemicals.
Yeah. Like my sister said, "Oh, we're not drinking, I don't buy that creamer anymore because I saw how they make it." I'm like, look at everything else and watch how they make it. It's not food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was fun. So I was enough with the cold. I mean, it was cold and they had blankets. And so I was wrapped in a blanket and I'm like, "I'm getting out of here. I'm going to Central Market." I wanted to go to Central Market because we don't have a Central Market here, which is kind of it's a more upscale version of HEB.
And we have a Sword in the Stone contest here at the house. Anybody who can come here and can open the jar of ferments from Central Market will receive a prize.
We cannot open this jar. If anybody has any ideas on how to open, so it's a jar. So it's obviously vacuum shut.
Yeah.
We have put it under hot water. We have tried to pry it open.
I prayed over it. Even God couldn't open. God's like, no, I don't know what this is. Maybe we're not supposed to eat it. I don't know. Maybe this is a signal.
No, I heard that you can poke. We're going to try and poke a hole in the top to release some of the pressure.
Well, there goes the contest, everybody.
Oh,
yeah. This is my Sword in the Stone contest.
Yeah, Sword in the Stone.
Yeah. Don't you know the Sword in the Stone?
No.
Where whoever could pull the sword out of the stone would become the king?
Oh.
You don't know this fairy tale?
No.
Sword in the Stone? Uh-uh. Ah, okay.
It's a Dutch one?
No, it's not a Dutch one. No, it's right along with the slipper fits, Cinderella, who can pull the
slipper fits.
It's King Arthur. He became King Arthur. Okay. Can pull the sword out of the sword. Hello.
Yeah, hello. So what's going on with you? You've had a very, very exciting week.
Well, it's been crazy. You know, when you go on Joe Rogan, it doesn't end when you leave the studio.
No. You're getting a lot of like, "Hey, tell Joe."
No, well, some of those. I'm like, "Could you please tell Joe to stop dropping the F-bomb?" Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. No. There's a lot of people saying, "Could you pray for me?"
Oh.
And as you know, when I get the email, before I reply, I will actually pray and then send off the email.
Yes.
So that has slowed down my email processing somewhat during the day. It's like, "Oh, there's another one, and there's another one." And of course, you know, then people send back. And anyway, so I guess it's a blessing. I'm happy to do it.
Yeah.
And of course, you get a lot of, I have this podcast, and I just had this thought, you would be great on my podcast. Oh. It's like, "Well, how did you come up with that idea?" "Well, I saw you on Joe Rogan, thought you'd be great on my podcast." I must have 50 podcast requests.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which I'd love to do them all, but, you know, they're just going to have to wait for a while. I did do Flashpoint.
Yes, last night.
Which I had no idea really what Flashpoint was, but apparently it's a program that a lot of people watch. It's on the Victory Channel, I think, but also streams live. And they just said, "Yo, can you come on and, you know, and just talk about your faith?" I'm like, "Okay." And now, as I was watching YouTube videos in preparation, I'm like, "Well, they have this panel. Am I in a panel? And is it just me alone?" Or, you know, it seems like they do. Sometimes they have only one or two people on. So I wasn't quite sure what to expect. And they had asked me, you know, is there anything you want to talk about? Yeah, Godcaster, you know, to get some promo in there. And then, you know, they call me 5 minutes beforehand and I'm like, oh, there's eight people here or whatever.
You didn't watch a show to see what?
I just said.
Oh.
I watched a few, but the format was not always this. Did you hear me? Are you listening to me? Are you thinking about yourself again? Just in your own dream world?
I missed that part.
So I just said, in preparation for the show, I had watched.
I confess, I was looking at my notes.
Instagram. You were looking at Instagram.
No.
You were texting Annette.
Look. This is my notes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you asked me. This is how hard it is to be a podcaster. You have to like pay attention to your co-host.
I'm thinking ahead. I'm sorry.
You
know, okay.
This is why sometimes I have to mute you just to keep you on your toes. And so then all of a sudden all these boxes pop up and there's like, and I see Rick Green. I'm like, well, I know Rick Green. This is cool.
You didn't know that Rick was going to be on, did you?
I wasn't sure. I had no idea.
Did
really
you hear your sound?
My sound sounded crap too.
I know. I was like, this is not the Adam Curry sound.
But I had just my regular sound, so I don't know what they were doing on their end. And then Rick Green, who sounded horrible on my end, sounded better than me.
I thought so too.
And I have no idea because it sounded horrible coming back from him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there must have been phase issues. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
They're doing it all on Skype.
See, I listened.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. You were giving me trouble the other night.
And there was Dutch Sheets.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. I read his Give Him 15 almost every single day.
Yeah.
And it was interesting because all of a sudden, you know, there was very political and
they went straight into politics.
Right. And then they came to me, well, Adam, what do you think about it? And I just, and I could tell that I was giving a whole different perspective on things. I could see they're going, oh, well, that's an interesting take.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. They said they really loved it and wanted to have me back. So.
Oh, they said that? Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Yeah. You know what was interesting is how they opened up with your MTV.
Always. Oh, well, look at this guy with the hair. Remember him with the big hair? Hey, I had big hair. Everybody had big hair.
The picture that they had, you had glasses on.
Yeah, I don't even know where that was from.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm sure I wore glasses sometimes, but
yeah,
you know,
where'd that picture come from?
Glasses, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're cute.
Well, we're going to this 80s party.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
And so I will ask one more time.
Make sure you get me the wig
so I can be Adam Curry MTV guy again.
We'll have to try and curl it like to get it.
It doesn't even matter that much. We'll figure it out.
So Adam's going to wear his old hair.
I'll wear my old hair with a leather jacket, you know, and the boots and bolo tie. And Tina has special ordered a t-shirt.
Yes. Yes. And so I took one of Adam's MTV headshots and I had it put on a t-shirt with the word swoon over it. And I'm going to cut it so it's off the shoulder. So we're going with some people from church and we were invited by
younger people. Surprise, and surprise. They still want to hang out with
us. People that we don't really know.
No.
You know, they invited us to go. And so I was like, what am I going to wear? And then all of a sudden I got the inspiration like, oh yeah.
You got your little Madonna pink cutoff gloves.
Like
and
little gloves. I got the cross, the cross earrings. So Annette, we're going to try and get tickets for Pastor Jimmy and Annette to go. And I'm going to order her the same t-shirt. So I got to make sure she can get tickets.
I'll be like George Michael with Pepsi and Shirley from Wham.
Oh,
it's my posse.
So that's next weekend. Yeah. So we're going to be doing that. So that should be pretty fun.
That will be fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then of course, in between everything, I finally got to play some chess with Willie.
Yes.
Beat his butt twice
in
a row.
You said he was distracted.
He was very distracted.
And he's moving to the Philippines.
He comes and he's like, I've got some great news. What is it? I'm moving to the Philippines. I'm like, when? Well, after my mom dies. Is she doing okay? She's doing fine. I always have to check. You're not texting with some girl from the Philippines. No. Just the Philippines is the place to be.
Has he ever been?
No, no. Willie is the best, man. He cracks me up. He is absolutely phenomenal.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, but I did beat him. I did feel pretty good about that.
You did,
and met a new brother in Christ out here.
Yes, you did.
So did we talk about the pump on the?
I don't remember if we did or not.
Well, so we had the power go out for 5 hours. And
this is a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we thought the pump froze
because it was cold. It was below freezing.
Yeah, it was 17 degrees, and it turns out that when they put the house in, they hooked up the well pump first before the house was even built. And so that was not connected to the generator.
Right.
So when the regular power came back on, lo and behold, toilet bowl started feeling like, oh, okay, this is good.
Right. And so then we figured that, we figured, because we thought we, like you said, we thought that the pump was frozen.
And so then Susie Bernard had a friend and, or a... I think maybe a well guy or a...
No, electrician. It was electrician.
Well, but this is his friend. Shane is the electrician.
Oh.
So I don't know exactly. It came through the other guy.
Oh, okay.
But Shane moved here from the Gulf Coast of Florida. He's been here a couple of years with his wife. And within like 5 minutes of just talking to him, like, oh, you're a believer. And it's like, yeah, you know, and he's been involved in church and everything. Well, do you have a church out here? Says, no, not yet. So, well, you should come to Bridge Church. Says, you know, the second person who was invited us to Bridge Church. Said, you got to come, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Said, and then when he showed up to do the work with his guys at 7:30, like before time, you know, they whizzed through it, did a great job. He brought me an Oswald Chambers, my utmost first highest leather bound, which we had just received.
And from Donna, yes.
I said, you know, brother, we have one. He said, no, keep it because I have many more. And give it to someone else. I'm going to give it to Parker when I see him.
Yes. So, nice.
Yeah. And but it was good. Nice guy.
Yes.
I'm excited to see if he and his wife will come to church. They're new to Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
They also just kind of were driving around Hill Country looking for a place. And she said, Fredericksburg? Let's go check out Fredericksburg. And then they bought here, I think, maybe 10 miles or 5 miles outside of town.
Yes. Yeah, so, that was nice, and we got the issue corrected. So that was great.
That was the most important thing. We got it corrected. We did.
Yeah.
And man, what else?
Godcaster.
It's just Godcaster been meeting like, after meeting after meeting with church. That had a great meeting with Alan C. Paul.
Yes.
You know, he wants to usher that Godcaster into his church.
Uh huh.
It was
Is he a worship leader at his church?
I don't know if he's worship leader, but
he's a musician. I know.
Oh
that.
Yeah. Oh mm-hmm. yeah. And he has his own show, the God and Gig Show, I think it's called.
Okay.
Value for Value. And he had his, like the web guy on, and the web guy's wife actually does the web stuff. And he does a lot of the technology, and we're seeing more of these. We're seeing more of these churches saying, yeah, we kind of get it. We want, by the way, when I was on Flashpoint last night and Godcaster.fm was up there and I did a quick explanation, I could see out of the right hand on my right hand screen, my email was going ploop, ploop, ploop. It was all these people requesting information about Godcaster because they were watching live.
Uh-huh.
And it was all churches.
Oh.
All churches, yeah.
That's so cool.
It is. It is.
Yeah. Like I said to you last night, I have never seen you so passionate and excited and about Godcaster. And the directive came from God. He told you to stop resisting, told you to lift 1,000 voices, and said it was not your exit strategy. It was your entrance strategy. Yes.
Only 925 to go. We're getting there.
925
voices.
Oh, were you talking? Is that because 75 people listen to Hello Fred?
No.
What do you mean?
No. We have to lift many more churches. Many more churches.
Oh,
we need to lift. We're on like 250 stations and frequencies. Yeah. So it's definitely happening.
Yes.
But it's work. You know, I mean, it doesn't feel like work, but it's there's a meeting, at least a meeting every single day, and we're talking to people, and man, we talked to the people from Live 365 who do the Hello Fred stream, and they were like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We want to do that. And it was interesting because they said that, especially during COVID, that a lot of companies that do hosting and live streaming didn't really want churches or other faith-based institutions as customers.
Wow.
And yeah. And so they were like, this is so odd.
It's a lost opportunity.
I mean, the co-founder of the company, she's like, that made no sense. And luckily we have Matt, and Matt is the guy who actually reached out to us, and he's on fire for Jesus. He's like, he manages that whole side of the business.
Wow.
And he's like, yeah, no, we want, they have a lot of ministries and faith-based stations. And so we're going to do a partnership.
Nice.
And, I'm very excited
about it. I know. You were kind of, not nervous. You had... good energy, for that meeting.
I was very excited about that meeting because that, you know, to me, that was providence. Like, this is exactly the partner we're looking for, exactly the people. And and they've got a big believer in there running the show. So
it was good. What's interesting is that our wine heiress friend has invited you to speak on a panel
about this media in
April. And it's against, not against, but on the panel will be the editor, publisher of the only newspaper we have in Fredericksburg, which is kind of a slanted news newspaper. And then also a media, I guess they
Yeah, there's some other media company. They own some kind of radio station.
So this will be really interesting about you talking about culling local content, you know, from the community, because I'm sure they both think that they cull local content and report it and present
they do.
It.
And they do.
But it's...
But they don't have Matt Long. They don't have Pastor Jimmy and Dame Annette. They don't have Curry and the Keeper.
Yeah.
And we're just getting started.
Yes.
So. We're just getting started. Yes. HelloFred.fm, everybody. You can have a listen from anywhere in the world. You'll love it. Come to Fredericksburg and listen to HelloFred.fm.
Look at you with your radio voice. I think you should say that in the...
Yeah, I'll do it just like
that. I think you should.
Hi, everybody. I'm Adam Curry. HelloFred.fm is what I'm here to represent. And if you want to really hear what's going on in Fredericksburg, tune in right now to HelloFred.fm.
Here's the latest hit from Crowder.
It's 73 degrees on Main Street in Fred. How about a God shot?
Okay, let's do it.
It's time for Tina's God Shot.
Okay, this God shot came to me when I was talking to a really good friend of mine, and she was talking about how she was talking to one of her family members who is not, I guess, a Jesus freak like we are.
Not a believer at all?
No, a believer, but not in his word, not transforming. And he basically, when they were talking, he basically said, you know, I believe in God. He said that to her. And so she was relaying this conversation to me. And I go, when someone says that, what does that mean? What do they mean when they say, oh, I believe in God, but yet they don't follow, they don't read his word. They don't follow him. They don't, they're not obedient. And so I just started thinking, because a lot of people say that. And I know that my own daughters have said that, oh, I believe in God. But they don't have a relationship with him. And so explaining God isn't the same as experiencing God. And in my notes here, I put, we cannot rest in his presence if we do not spend time in his presence. And we have to, and we talk about this all the time, we have to actively seek a relationship with him. So the next time somebody says, oh, I believe in God, I'm going to ask probably a few more questions. Like, what does that mean? What kind of relationship do you have with God?
Are you being churchy when you do that? Do you think?
No, I think it's a blanket statement. I don't think that it's, just to say that doesn't necessarily mean you have a relationship with God. Mm-hmm. Is that churchy?
Well, the question
is that legalistic? Is that what you're asking me?
I think that's what I'm asking. Yes.
Yeah, I don't, I'm just curious about the depth, you know? So anyway, it led me to Isaiah 29:13, which says, the Lord says, these people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is based on merely human rules they have been taught.
So how would you help someone like that if you feel that they don't have that relationship? What would your follow up be?
If I would ask them, and then I would share my experience about how get into the Word every day, and if you don't feel comfortable reading the Bible, start with a little devotional, just so that you can kind of understand what he wants us to do, and how by being in his word every day, it transforms you. It really does.
I can't live without it.
Me
anymore.
Either.
But I have to say, I still, to this day, the first devotional I do is the YouVersion
app. Yeah, me too.
It's still the same one. There's something about it. It gives you that scripture. Then there's some, and by the way, I don't look at the video. I find it very distracting because they always have videos.
Listen?
I just listen.
Yeah.
I find it very distracting if I'm watching someone. Just let me listen to what you're saying.
Yeah.
But it's really helpful.
But I just, what I want is everybody to experience what I've experienced. Yeah. That's what I want. And so when somebody says kind of flippantly, oh yeah, I believe in God, I want to probe a little bit so that I can minister to them.
There you
so
go.
I don't think that I'm being churchy. As no, you
just,
said.
I just asked.
You accused me of being churchy.
Well, I did. Yes. Cause it's the way it sounded.
Yeah. And so, no, I just want, because it's been so transformative that I just want everybody else to experience that.
Yeah.
And that's what he's commissioned us all to do. And I reflect back on, and I think I've talked about this when my sister Angie was dying and we were in here, this was 2018, and I was in her hospital room and a nurse came in and she said, can I pray with you? And Angie said, yes, let's pray. And we were all praying. And I've used this word before. I said, I felt like such a poser because I knew I had no relationship with God. Angie had no relationship with God. Mm-hmm. And she was asking him to save her life, mm-hmm. you know? And like, that's the thing. If you don't develop that relationship with him, then he doesn't, I mean, he knows you, but there's no connection there. There's no, how are your prayers going to be answered when you only want him at your convenience?
Yes. And I totally understand what you're saying. I think my reaction is because even when I was going to church, people would say, well, what's your relationship with God? And I had no answer for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt really put on the spot, like, and I'm trying to think what approaches worked well for me. Because it's really difficult to approach someone who says something like that. And how do you approach them and get them interested and not make them feel like they're doing it wrong, which.
Yes. And that's happened to you. And I would never do that. I would just be like, I can't tell you how much it has. Keep using the word transform my life. I would love for you to have that because those strongholds that you're carrying around, I'm telling you, you can put it at the feet of Jesus.
Yeah.
So anyway, just a lot of people say that, oh yeah, I believe in God. Well, okay. Well, but what does that mean? What does that mean? So anyway, I don't mean to be legalistic.
You are far from legalistic, baby.
Before we go into,
into our cork soaker moment.
Yes. So the weighted vest crew is together. My two gal pals have their weighted vests.
You are forced to be reckoned with. It's like there's a SWAT team in Fredericksburg.
Yes.
You're causing traffic accidents. People are swerving off the road.
Yes. And I'm at 20 pounds now. And it's not easy. I can feel it in my legs. I can feel it in my back, my shoulders.
If I may say, you look amazing. You always look amazing. You know me. I think you're beautiful, no matter what you think of yourself. But you are like, you're pretty athletic looking.
Thank you, honey. Yeah. And I told you though, I said, when I turn 70, it's all over and I'm going to start wearing Chicos.
There you go.
No offense to those who wear Chicos.
I don't even know what Chicos is. I don't want to go there. That's for sure.
We got to hear from those cocksuckers now.
What did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cocksuckers.
Yes, currythekeeper.com is where you can find out how you can support our Value for Value podcast, which we do every week. Not every other week, every single week.
And, we'll talk about that.
And I think we might as well start off with a brand new Salmon Ye who we have. Who has claimed his Salmon-ship, which is just phenomenal, because we've been asking for people to check because we know they've been supporting us with PayPal. We know they've been supporting us with.
What was that?
I don't know what that was. That didn't sound good.
Are we still recording?
I think so. It sounded like Windows was going to update or something. This is from Rob Kirkpatrick.
Yes.
From Focus on the Family.
I know.
He is like him and John Fuller together, as far as I'm concerned, no offense to anyone in the organization, they are Focus on the Family.
Aww.
And there's no John without Rob and vice versa. And he is a big Curry the Keeper fan. And he says, and of course, we had dinner with him and John in Dallas at the
Houston. Oh, you did
in Dallas? No, not you.
You,
I did with. But with Gordon.
I met them when we were in Houston a year
and
a half ago.
In Houston as well. Yes, dear Adam and Tina, First off, Adam, it was such a pleasure to spend time with you and Gordon at the National Religious Broadcasters Conference. I'm beyond thrilled with Godcaster.fm and everything you're putting into it. As I sat in the audience during your sessions, I could tell that God has placed the right man in the right place at the right time. The audiences were fully engaged with what you had to share about hyperlocal radio and podcasting 2.0. Yay! That's wrong. Yay! Okay, time for me to step out of the streaming Satoshi shadows and say thank you to you, Adam, for working with Dave Jones to create this fantastic way to support the shows we love. Thank you to Tina for being a top-notch producer and playing a crucial role in the weekly wine review podcast that God transformed into a wonderful display of His grace and work in your lives.
That was such beautiful words.
That is. Curry and the Keeper was the first show I set up in the Fountain app to send streams of appreciation to you and Tina as I listened to each episode. Now I am a salmon yay. How about that? Having sent almost 520,000 Satoshis to your Fountain wallet from my RDK519 at Fountain.fm profile. Much love to you both from Rob Kirkpatrick. So we have to do it officially here. So Rob, you are welcome into the tasting room for you. We've got a beautiful little cornucopia of things that you can enjoy while you become a salmonier. We've got brie and berries, pate and pecorino, soprasada salami and Stilton cheese, jambon and Jarlsberg, mortadella and manchego, chorizo and cheddar, guanciale and gouda, Heath's Blanc de Blanc. That's a Damonette put that there.
Yep.
Of course, that comes with a 24-ounce ribeye filet mignon smothered in Kerrygold butter, a Cab Franc, Midnight Moon, and Piave cheese, and dark chocolate with sea salt. Yes, you are now an official salmonier, Mr. Rob Kirkpatrick. Keep your cork soaked and your heart full of love in the tasting room.
Very nice.
Good to have another salmonier with us.
Yes, and Rob, I will get your glasses out to you.
Well, they're sippy cups, to be quite
honest. They're not sippy cups.
They are official Curry and the Keeper glasses. Yes. And we still have some official salmonier
coasters. Yes.
Yes, very good.
Yep.
Thank you, Rob.
We love hearing your note, too. Yeah,
fantastic.
Yes.
Okay, then we have some other super blessings we've received, starting off with $100 from Rosalind D.
I know.
And she has a note.
I love Rosalind. It's Rosalind, not Rosalind.
Why did I say
You said Rosalind.
Well, you always say Rosalind.
No, I say Rosalind because I specifically asked her. When I met her,
Rosalind,
over a few years ago.
Okay, I'll edit that out. And here we
yes, have, sure you will.
And we start off with $100 from Rosalind. Did you get her note?
No, she sent it to you.
She did. Yes. I have the note. Okay. Hi, Adam and Tina. Hi there.
Hi.
I sent a donation through Tina's PayPal account, but wanted to have you, Adam, read this.
Oh.
Your amazing, beautiful Proverbs 31 wife has been so incredibly generous to me lately with her time and information. She knows what about. And this donation is the least I can do to say thank you. She is thoughtful, patient, kind, and drop-dead gorgeous.
Oh, my gosh.
You are a blessed man that God brought your keeper into your life, and I count myself also blessed to call her your dear friend.
Oh.
Thank you, Tina. I cannot wait for the next Blonde Squad plus Trisha get-together, which we need to figure out soon. In him, Rosalind.
Oh, that makes me cry.
Nah, it's beautiful. Thank you, Rosalind.
Rosalind, I love you. You're so sweet.
She is indeed my Proverbs 31 wife.
What a beautiful note.
Thank you so much.
My heart is really, really touched.
Flying in with 77,777 Satoshis, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Pastor Jimmy Pruitt.
Who recorded a podcast today with his wife.
That's right. I boosted him right back. It's our little thing. Of course I did. Living Up in a Down World, episode 92, dropped today. Go and listen to it.
Dropped.
Dropped, yeah.
Yes.
This is a hipster. This is what the kids are saying these days. It dropped. It's a good listen. It's a very good listen.
Okay.
As always, I loved everything about the show, but more importantly, I love everything about the both of you. Damonette and I are beyond grateful for our friendship. We get to do this. That's a Jimmyism right there. KYBO, yes. KTLD.
He always says, we get to, and then he says, have a great day on purpose. No.
Well, that's the end of his daily grind.
Yes.
This is Pastor Jimmy Pruitt. Have an amazing day on purpose.
Yes.
If you listen to Hello Fred, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
It was sweet on their podcast. He said, you know, when we were, because they were gone for a week,
yeah.
more than a week.
Yeah.
Hey, we really miss the Curries.
Yes. I know. It's like, it's about we time missed you're ready to come home.
But we had the same. I felt like, you know, it didn't feel like they were far away.
Just, I know.
It didn't feel good.
I know. I saw Annette today. We went to lunch, and then tomorrow I'm going to go hang out with her.
No.
So, yes.
Well,
you got your
Jimmy
date.
And I
have
our
bro
date.
Yeah, bro date.
Friedhelms. Everyone wants to come and see what the bro date looks like.
Friedhelms.
We'll be at Friedhelms.
Yes.
Associate executive producers today, Theodora Doringa Onyena.
Oh.
Do we know her? That sounds new to me.
Hmm.
I think that's a decanting in process.
Do it.
Yes, Theodora.
You've been decanted.
$25. Thank you for the entertainment, Theodora says. Well, you're more than welcome. Happy to provide it.
Thank you.
Daniel Williams, also $25. Thank you very much, Daniel. I think Daniel's got to be closing on the salmon.
Yeah.
You should check it, Daniel. And then we got, I think, a lovely note from Trinity. Did we not get a note?
Okay, I got it. Okay.
And a fresh $20 bill, which is beautiful. Love fresh cash.
So a couple things. So she sent me an email because we had talked about her baby and we had asked what her baby's name was. And so she says, "Hi, Tina, it's Trinity again. Just listen to the episode." Okay, go ahead. "Where you read my precious email and we're wondering about my baby's name. We are so happy to share our baby with you until your daughters get a move on." Thank you.
Oh, we got a baby to share.
I know.
Oh, okay. Did she send a picture?
Yes. She goes, "His name is Finn." I think it's pronounced Finnan. F-I-N-N-A-N, Finn for Finan? Short. Attach her some pictures for your viewing pleasure. Lots of love, Jonas, Trinity, and Finn.
Aww.
Super, I mean, scrumptious. I just want to just like squeeze him. So adorable. I so appreciate her sending that. And it's just, I don't know, made my heart sing. So then today I checked.
Hand that kid over.
I checked the, yeah, exactly. You coming to Texas anytime soon? So I went to the P.O. box today.
Oh,
and
man.
There was a lot of things in there.
Oh, man.
And she sent a card, and it said, I want to read the card.
Okay.
To Tina, how blessed these last years have been. The impact you are making in God's kingdom is profound. As a woman about to turn 30, just starting a family, I find myself looking up to you in adoration. Your story is so inspiring, and your change in Christ is stunning. I pray that my future daughters will be as beautiful as you, both inside and out. Thank you for sacrificing your time to do the newsletter and podcast. We have never met, but you are so dear to my heart, my sister in Christ. May God's hand be with you in all that you do. Hallelujah, Trinity." Isn't that so sweet?
Yeah, this is why we have to do the show every week. You cannot go to a 14-day schedule. People like Trinity count on you.
It's like this. I needed this message because when we were in class today, I really felt like I was not living up to God's expectation. Oh. I felt like, I know, that's the enemy coming in, but I really felt like, I'm not doing everything he's asking me to do, and I'm faltering, and I don't mean to do that. It's not my intent. But when you get something like this, because then it's outside of myself. It's out of my own logic, my brain. So this is just really, really sweet.
Oh, thank you, Trinity.
Yes, thank you, Trinity.
Baby, you really are doing what God wants you to do. That is the enemy.
Yeah.
The thief comes in to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah.
So be gone, flee.
Yeah. I know.
Baby, you are my example. Believe me, you're my example.
Anyway, but thank you, Trinity. That's really, really sweet.
That's beautiful.
Like, touched between she's, Rosalind and Trinity. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh.
You know, and I love that she's younger than us and that she, she has an example in you. That's fantastic.
And she's going to share her baby.
Yes, that's the best part. Hand that kid over. Finn, come on, let me show you how to drink beer and drive a truck.
he's itty bitty.
Oh, okay. Well, I can wait. I have patience.
Okay.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's really, really sweet.
And from that, we go straight to Sir Brian with an I.
Oh,
77,
yes.
77. And he says, shout out to the OG Sam and Ye. Thank you for coming up with the term Curry and the Keeper separation anxiety disorder. I legit for real, and I mean it, seriously looked into getting it added to the DSM-5. That's what the DSM-5
yes,
is.
Yes, I do, yes.
And even though your study is peer-reviewed, I'm guessing the APA probably doesn't take kindly to jokes, and I don't want to end up in jail. So that's it. In the evening, brother.
In the evening!
So Brian, you know, he has a lot of talents. And like
he sure does.
He does. And so he he did
which
a
he squanders them.
Well, he did it. He did a video for his church, and I said, send it to the church and volunteer. I said, they would love your talent. He loves his
you
church.
Haven't shown it to me. I'd love to see that video.
Oh, I'll show it to you. Yeah. And I keep asking him, did you send it to the church? Did you send it to the church? And I said, God is prompting you to do this, and you better be obedient.
Boom.
Or else he's not going to bestow any blessings on you. You better be obedient.
Now that's churchy.
Yes. I could be like that with Brian.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yes. I love how you are with Brian. So I don't have to do it. It's perfect. Hey, coming in with 6463, it's Comic Strip Blogger.
Oh.
Howdy, lovebirds, Tina and Adam.
Howdy.
Imagine if you were doing a podcast with your daughters. How grand would that be? Well, let's be real. It will never happen. Because your Christina, Adam, and Tina's daughters are not interested.
No.
No. It would be too awkward for them. Yes.
Hashtag truth.
However, Layla and her dad, David Metis, have a new podcast. It's their second one.
We met them in South Carolina.
It's the Argument Pod, argumentpod.com. Tell your audience to subscribe to it. They are an adorable father son.
Are they?
Yeah. It's fantastic. Sweet. They have a great relationship. Sweet. So that's www.argumentpod.com. And yes, we're telling our audience to subscribe to it. Yo, CSB.
Oh, very
and
sweet.
Short Rove Ducks, 2222 from David Larson. He says, welcome back.
Thank you, David.
Good to listen to the two of you again.
Yes.
Well, people missed. See, we missed one show. People are freaking out. And there'll be more shows missed in the next few weeks as we're traveling, sadly.
Yes.
Sadly. And then 1321 from Randy Black.
Randy.
As CKSAD has been very hard. Separation anxiety disorder.
CKSAD.
So glad that my second favorite couple got back to recording this week.
Who's your first?
Who's the first? Go podcasting. Oh, thank you. Now, we did get a number of cool things in the P.O. box, which you have there. And
Who did we get the chocolates from?
That's from it's noagendafudge.com. It's the
Zach.
It's
Zach
from, come on, man. It's the Minnesota Fudge people.
But that's not their name.
No, the Michigan Fudge people.
Zach and Mac. Zach
yes.
and Mac. Oh, okay, so they sent us fudge. This beautiful
Wait,
box.
Wait, don't I have it here? I think
I have it. You have the note.
Yeah. Hold on.
But they're no agenda people, but because I partake, well.
It's, they're in Frankenmuth. It's the Frankenmuth Fudge people.
Yes.
Yes.
They sent us a huge box of chocolate.
Oh,
huge.
Man.
Enormous
with a serving platter and then a box of turtles
and then a bar. Yes. I mean, huge.
Yeah.
So Adam's going to be eating all
it's
that.
Now. So they had noagendafudge.com. This was noagendachocolates.com. They're registering domain names
now. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that was great.
Then we got several books.
Pastor Jimmy, I saved some for you.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we still have those
caramel cover marshmallows.
Yes, those are Pastor Jimmy's. And Donna sent us, Donna Crawford, who she was behind on the shows and she caught up and she sent us the archaeology study Bible. And Donna, we got a second one today.
Which is fine because we both can use one.
Yes.
But
I just wanted to make sure that was unintended. And then she sent a number of other books. Now, it wasn't this one though, right? No, this came from somebody else.
I think that was that not in the package with hers?
There were several. So I can't remember.
But she sent these two cool Bibles.
The Bible Knowledge Commentary of the New Testament,
and the Old Testament.
Knowledge Commentary of the Old Testament.
Yeah.
So she says she has several notes here. I read this novel shortly after becoming a Christian.
That is the novel. That is the book.
Randy Alcorn.
Yes.
Deadline.
Yeah. One.
Oh my gosh. I think I have another Randy Alcorn. She said, I read this novel shortly after becoming a Christian and loved it. I know you have tons of books to read. Hopefully you'll find it enjoyable and enlightening.
Well, we have lots of travel coming up, which is good.
I do.
Because you can read stuff on the plane.
And then she says, I have found this set. Oh, the set with the Bible Knowledge Commentary. I have found this set so helpful in Bible study. I prefer not to go online when I'm in the midst of study so I don't get distracted. I hope you find it useful. So, Donna, thank you. I really, really appreciate that.
Those are really great.
Yes.
Yeah, I love those.
Is this No Agenda?
No. Pat. No, this is from, Brian Wetzel himself sent this to me.
Yes.
He wrote this. Brian Wetzel, A Path to Faith. I see he's actually inscribed it here.
Oh.
He wrote a whole, I've written this book to share 57 years of experiences, observation, and insights learned from extensive study. Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, man, we have a lot to read.
Yes. Thank you. I love that.
No, there's nothing better than receiving books. I know. It is a great gift.
I know. It's been.
Was there anything else? Was that the only
stuff? Well, no, there was no agenda stuff, a hot sauce and coffee.
That's my no agenda people, yeah. Hot sauce and coffee.
Yes. Matt Chocolate, please feel free to do that often. We love it.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. No agenda. I mean, Noah, you confuse me now. CurryingTheKeeper.com. That's where you can find out our P.O. box and how to support the show, and also subscribe to the newsletter. It is well worth reading. It always includes crappy pictures of me. It's always funny.
No,
there's always some slight towards me. Is this not true?
It keeps it entertaining.
Let me go. So let me just read from the most recent one. Let me see.
I don't think I said anything.
Oh,
negative.
No, you don't think so?
No,
you don't even know what you're writing about me. Here it goes. Let me see.
Yeah, tell me, Adam.
I knew there was something in. I know there
you
was.
Sure, you read it. Come on.
There was something in. I guess not. Come on. Oh yeah, there it is. I have a lot on my list. Let's hope Adam has something to say. See, I knew it. There's always something in there. Always something like a little dig at Adam. Just dig it at him.
You know what?
You love it though.
I know. The question of the week. All right, everybody, it's time for the question of the week. Tina makes the question.
The question of the week.
Which means she already has her answer, and I am ready to go.
Okay. You're going to have to think broad about this. You got to think
broad.
Over the span of your life. Okay.
I can't even think past 3 days ago. Okay.
All right, we got trouble then.
All right.
Tell me about one of your best work moments.
One of my best work,
moments. Yes.
One of my best work moments. Best is such a hard.
Oh, you thing. Always do this. What do you constitute as best? What is a work moment? It's not that hard.
You go first.
Oh, okay. Probably the thing that it was a lot. There was a lot. Okay. Okay. When I was working at Ronald McDonald House Charities, one thing that they when I first joined them, they were very, very heavy in raising money from events, which is dangerous, because if you have a bad event like we did at Bandana Ball, if it rains and no you don't raise your $300,000, $400,000,
then you're
screwed for the year.
Yeah.
And so we were planning to lose this one event called something lights. Oh, I can't even remember. It was a holiday event and it was just a lot of work and we weren't really making that much money and the board kind of fought us on it.
Was that the thing in College Station, the sparkling
lights? No. It was Lights of Love. It was called Lights of Love.
Yes.
And it was just a lot of work. And so we didn't make that much money and it just kept dwindling. The event just kept dwindling. And so we had to convince the board, like, let's get rid of this event and we're going to turn around and we're going to raise the money that we would normally raise at this event in our end of year appeal. And so I remember designing the whole end of the year appeal and it had a lot of like naming rights. Like people bought holiday wreaths to put on the door and they would sponsor that, or they would sponsor like decorating the outside of the house. And we ended up successfully exceeding the goal.
Yeah.
So we raised enough money and didn't do the event. So we replaced that event income.
I remember this story. Yes.
We replaced that event income with our end of the year appeal where actual donors just supported the program. And I essentially designed the whole strategy on what to name, the amounts and everything. Of course, it was a team effort. The development team came in, but I took great pride in that because I was like, the board pushed us on it. And we exceeded it. And that was one of my best accomplishments that I had there. So.
Well, thank you for giving me some time to think about it.
It's kind of a long story. Yeah.
I would say my biggest work moment or accomplishment has been podcastindex.org. And the reason why is because, you know, when podcasting was invented, I now know, at the time I didn't know that where that came from. Of course, God used me to do that. But Podcast Index, I realized that this was something bigger. I wasn't even saved at the time. But that Dave and I just said, this has to be done for podcasting. This is something that we need to do. We have no financial interest in this, but we know that if we build it, they will come. And they did.
Yeah, big time.
And of all the things I've done and all the interviews and all the shows I've done, that I think is the thing I'm most happy about, how it turned out, because it'll be around for a long, long time. And it will serve free speech, freedom of speech for many, many decades to come. So yes, that's why I'm most proud
yes.
of that.
Yeah. Yes. And through that, I mean, you got bullied when you were bullied through that, and and you had the full armor of God on.
We did
to get through that.
I still get bullied every single day.
Yes, you do.
But it doesn't matter. These are just people. I write down their screen names. Okay, you're on the list for prayer. You're on the list for prayer. You're on the list for prayer. God, please bless them. Please bless them. And then the one thing I'd like to say that we haven't discussed.
Yes.
Saturday day dates. Day dates.
And who planned it?
I know. Isn't it great I did that?
Wait, no. You did not do it.
I look forward to whining and dining.
You have fallen down on the job, and I made the reservation. I can't even believe you're playing the closing music.
What do you mean?
Because we should talk about that. Listen. You've been falling down on the job with that, and you just slipped it in there and tried to end the show. I see you. I see what you're doing here. You've been falling down on the job of dating your wife.
Okay. Sorry, I've been working for Jesus. It's been a lot of work. I love you. I can't wait to date you on Saturday. Will you date me? Will you please go out with me, please? Please, even though you arrange for everything, you're the best wife. Proverbs 31 wife, you're the best ever. You're the best ever.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Can I hit the tune now?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. I love you, though, Adam. You crack me up.
Despite everything, you love me.
Crack me up. I love you.
I love you too, baby. We'll see you next week, everybody. Not in 14 days, as Tina would have it. Next week, we'll be here. Curry and the Keeper.
In the evening. Vineyard Nation.
With Curry and the Keeper.